And here's a guy we've had on many times in the past. He's always a great guy to catch up with. He's going to be a part of this. He's a part of that 93 World Series team. He's won a Cy Young in his career. Longtime Jay, longtime pitcher, current Blue Jays special assistant, back on Overdrive. Here's Pat Henken. How you doing, Pat?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We're doing thanks. Well. Are you a tattoo guy at all? And if so, any regrettable tattoos?
No, I'm not a tat guy.
Okay. Wow. See, you and I, man, we're in the same boat. But
okay, but which one of your teammates did you look at and say, that guy's got the worst tattoos of life?
You know, I can think about this John Roush when I was the bullpen coach. He was tatted up like you wouldn't believe.
He was a monster of a man, too. John Roush. He didn't need the tats to look scary, but the tats, he had a lot of them, huh?
He did. He was covered with ink.
Well, the reason we bring this up is because Marcus Stroman just got a new tattoo on his stomach that features the Toronto skyline. And, you know, that's a big commitment to the city. I think he deserves credit for that. But
dude, I'm telling you, one day he's going to wake up and say, why did I get this tattoo of the Toronto skyline on my stomach?
What do you think of that, Pat? I mean, after you won a World Series, any thought of doing that yourself or what?
No, sir. I'll tell you what, it sounds painful what Stroh just went through. I don't want any part of that.
No, I agree with you on that. What do you think he's going through, you know, the whole staff at this point, pitchers and catchers reporting about a month, and once spring training begins, I mean, the season's on. You're obviously in Dunedin for 5 or 6 weeks, and then the season kicks off, and you don't get many off days. In terms of the off season, though, in preparation, you know, what would a pitcher like Stroman be going through day in, day out, about a month out from camp?
Oh, he's doing cardio every day. He's doing rotator cuff exercises every day. He's probably doing some inner groin type exercises to keep his legs strong, the squats, the weight room. He'll probably be throwing at least 3 bullpens a week, maybe 2, playing catch every day. And just it's an exciting time of the year to be a player. And everybody's very anxious to get down to the warm weather and see their teammates and see the coaching staff. And it's always been an exciting time.
With Pat Henken, special assistant for the Blue Jays, longtime Jay himself. Don't forget, it is the Winterfest coming up January 20th. You can find tickets at BlueJays.com. And I find it interesting, you know, that a lot of the promotion revolves around the kids, that Bo Bichette will be there, Vladdy Guerrero Jr. will be there. You know, it's a transition period for the club. They haven't won a lot of games the past 2 years, but I think they were kind of holding on to those glory years of 15 and 16, and they've officially turned the page. As a player yourself, you had a long career. I'm sure you've been in this spot before. If you were a veteran on a team like this where you know they're handing the keys over to the kids, how would that kind of affect your mentality going into a new season?
Well, you know, I was always optimistic no matter what our roster looked like. I always felt like coming into spring training, everybody has a chance. There's always that surprise team. And I guess maybe as a fault of mine, I could be overly optimistic. And every year coming into spring training, I always felt like we had a chance to win and compete. And especially if you single it out and think about your day only, and this may be a selfish way to look at it, but as a starting pitcher, you really only can focus on that day. I always felt like if I did a nice job and kept us in the game, we had a chance to win. I played with some bad teams. I played with some great teams. And I could tell you the effort level stays the same. And as a veteran guy coming in, you're excited to see what Vladdy looks like. You're excited to see what Bo Bichette looks like in a big league uniform and how he reacts to the big league speed in the game. So it's an exciting time whether you're a veteran guy or a young guy.
What I don't sense is that exciting about the baseball world is where we could be going in terms of the collective bargaining agreement. You know, there's some big players that are out there, 26 years old, Harper and Machado. Now, I think they're going to get paid, but the money doesn't appear to be there quite yet. And
well,
I was.
Did you read anything into Jake Arrieta's tweet? He sent out a tweet the other day saying, I hope these young players are paying attention to what's going on in the game right now because you're next. Well, I don't really know what that meant. Do you think that has anything to do with the salaries or
well, I'd be curious
big money?
Your take on that, Pat. You were in the league when the strike took place back in the mid-90s. I mean, do you sense like there's a similar kind of animosity between the players and the owners right now?
I don't know if I sense the animosity. I think that you're seeing the free agents sitting out on that free agent market for a lot longer than they have in the past. Last year was the first year really where it really hit home, some of these veteran guys. I think that you'll see guys sign late, just like they did last year. Remember, we signed 3 relievers, big league relievers that are successful guys. We signed them late in February. It might even have been in March. when we got Clifford and O and Axford. Mm-hmm. So, you know, free agency, when I was a bullpen coach, I remember telling Sean Camp and Jason Frazier and Casey Jansen, it's not all what you think it is. I mean, just because you have a good year doesn't mean you'll have 29 teams calling you. There's got to be a need. There's got to be a front office who admires what you bring to the club. And a lot of times there's just not a matchup for you. No matter how good you are, there's usually one team out there that would love to have you, but there's usually not 29.
Well, think of another guy last year. J.D. Martinez was signed late as well.
Really late. Like, and now he signed what turned out to be the best team in the league.
Well, right. And for a lot of money, but still.
But relatively speaking, you know, based on where the numbers could have been, based on the production that Martinez gave the Red Sox, he should have been given more money.
He almost won the MVP.
Yes. You know, it's, I mean, I'm surprised, Pat. Like, I don't, maybe, you know, the agents, I'm sure, factor into all this, but both Harper and Machado are unsigned. Like, both of them are unsigned, and we're a month out from camp opening up.
I know, it is. It's crazy. Teams evaluate players in a more efficient way now than they did years ago, and I think that that's what you're seeing. I mean, you're weighing how much value does this player bring to my club at X amount of dollars, and can we make money off this player via wins or fan attendance and TV ratings and all that stuff? So there's a lot of stuff that goes into signing a free agent. You can have a team that is not very competitive, and they go out and sign Manny Machado and Bryce Harper. It doesn't necessarily mean that you'll win 95 games and get to the playoffs. So it's a risk reward thing that every front office fights.
Blue Jays holding Winterfest January 20th. The festival is for the fans, and it will include tons of activities. The current Blue Jays, Jays greats, even prospects like Bo Bichette and Vladdy will be up here. Tickets can be available and can be purchased at BlueJays.com. We look forward to that. The season right around the corner. Enjoy the offseason while you can, Pat. We'll do it again down the road. Thank you for this.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
There's Pat Hankin.